Jeff in Vegas. How much money did you lose this weekend, Jeff?
He's buying lunch Thursday.
To the contrary.
Swimming, to the contrary, Fred. Very much swimming in money.
Yes.
Thanks to not listening to us, he took the over,
Jeff,
and he won.
Jeff finally went on his own and won.
I don't know about finally. First of all, that Chester guy is absolutely hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Two, Paul, right you are. I mean, to have all three guys, Paul, Andy, and Pac-Man, adamant about the under, and then to go over and hit it, and then you have these idiot callers like the guy from Brighton. I think his name was Brian. They're like calling in saying, you know, I don't think we're giving Seattle too much respect. There's absolutely no way Seattle can win the game.
And yeah, that's the guy that yelled at me, if I recall.
The one problem I would say with you, Jeff, are you proving yourself an Andy Hart? Because you'd rather be right and lose the game thanks to 14 points that lost the Patriots the game, or you could have had your team win and you would have been wrong. So which did you prefer?
I would far prefer losing money and being wrong and having the team win, because money is just a thing. Money can be replaced. But these losses, you take those with you when you go.
I mean, we were, what, a minute 18 away from the Patriots and the under. You know, it's...
Oh, guys. Oh, yeah. A bounce either way, a play either way, you know, I agree 1,000%. But to be, and Barry, Incion, and Shippers can call me on this, I think I'm around 70% over the past 2 years, which isn't too bad on just one team. Moving on.
Well done.
Thank you. What did our old friend Bill Parcells once say? You are what you are, right? Mm-hmm. You are what your record says you are.
And I would say that's accurate. That.
And for all the fans calling up, we're 4 points away from being undefeated and all this stuff. I mean, this team cannot run out the clock, and they cannot stop the other team when they need to. And it's how they've lost two Super Bowls, and now I hate to say it, and again, you can hang up on me after I say this, since Spygate, they can't close out the games, and they've lost, blown seven leads or whatever that stat is that's not going around since 2007 with the lead. And there's no way you lose all three games they've lost this year. There's no way you lose those games.
Wow. All right, Jeff, thanks for the call.
Thanks for lunch on Thursday.
I mean, back in the day when I used to dabble in what Jeff does, I had a rule that I never bet against my team because I didn't want to be right and have them lose. So I never would bet. So he's really hardcore.
Well, to be fair, he didn't bet against the Patriots.
He just did the over?
He took the over, and to get to the over at that point in the game, he needed to lose, basically.
Yeah.
But
he did put a quarter of a unit?
Quarter of a unit or
on
something.
On Seattle in the money line?
Money line, yeah. So he did kind of bet against the Patriots, I guess. Yeah, he did. He's got a problem. What do you want me to tell you?
Right.
ESPN just did a feature with Teddy.